I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay, what is it?
That's kind of funny how, like, last week, you know, you said, like, let's do the rock bit. I don't know, I just kind of didn't really resonate with you. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of funny to me. It's like, you know, you said, let's do the rock bit, you know. That's just kind of funny.
The views? Oh, come on, that's all you want to talk about? The views, man?
No, it's fine, no. No, it's fine. No, look, look, it's a bit. It can work or it doesn't, and this one just didn't, and it's fine.
Okay, you want to talk about bad views? What about that Taylor Swift episode? I mean, that was garbage. No views at all.
I think mine was more calculated.
Calculated to get zero views.
Well, I wouldn't say it got zero.
Uh-huh.
It got more than yours.
Oh, okay, more views, yeah. Ooh, views.
There's only one way we can settle this.
Okay, Nate.
Fuck Daniel. I don't need him. Put him in the bin. Phony's next of kin.
Connor, the co-host. When it comes to being a twat, you're the most. Connor, the carpenter on a podcast. You're not a nice guy, yet you still finish last. Hannum, a joke. Stanum, you're broke. A wannabe doctor who said there's an offer. Everyone knows he's a tart.
Whoa!
Do not come.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to the words.
Do not come.
That's to a lot of people. We're recording this on the weekend, folks, and I hope you know at home. This is a statement from the For All Love podcast.
Do not come.
Yeah.
Do not do it.
Keep it kosher. Keep it cool.
Keep it kosher. Keep it calm. Cool.
And you know, don't go crazy out there, guys.
Nah. Keep it together. You gotta really keep it together, people.
Really stay on top of yourselves.
It's a Friday night. A lot of shenanigans go down on Friday nights, Dan. I'm not sure if you're aware.
That's right. Even beef between two bestest of friends that might have at first appeared.
Oh, we're talking about that, are we?
What, you just want to ignore it?
We can.
You just want to ignore that we had massive beef?
I'm not sure if I'm ready to... I'm glad you admitted that you lost the battle, and that's okay.
Oh, okay. Wow, yeah, that's how it was resolved.
What do you want me to say?
Right.
What do you want me to say?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you know,
I see.
You know you lost the battle.
Okay, all right.
No, I made my lines up in 2 seconds flat in the shower.
I kind of, you know, mine, I wrote them today and I was pretty,
this isn't, okay, this is,
it's not a lot. It's only a few.
Do you want to hear my honest truth on this? I'm mad at that because I wrote mine and I told you mine at the pub. So
mine's like,
I'm not
going to
change mine.
Mine's only it's not
that's
that
a
long.
Lot.
That's
not, I haven't read it. I haven't read it, but that's a lot. Mine's like three lines. Great. Whatever. Cool.
Well, we'll see who comes out on top.
Yeah. So you've heard mine, and also you've had days to make it.
I think it's the audience, right? We don't decide.
No. How? In the sense that, like, I didn't know that it was going to be. I didn't know it was an actual thing.
It's okay. I was just goofing around, you know, with my
okay,
lyrical.
Okay, you were just goofing around. Okay.
Mastery.
Yeah. Okay. In I that told you sketch. My whole rap and. It was going to be like a little joke thing. You've written like fucking a whole paragraph.
Yeah, I'm.
Mine was like a couple shady. Of lines. Great. All right. Okay.
One of us is Kendrick. Let's just. No one gets to be Drake, but.
Yeah, if Kendrick like heard Drake's song before and then wrote a whole new. Whatever.
Shut up whatever. And listen to me for once.
Whatever. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll
I think
see.
I think I've got the moral. On this, if people think your rap's better, that's cool. But it's like, I got the moral on it. I didn't know you had spent a long time on it.
Well, you know, we'll let the audience decide whose side to take, right? Because now, right. Obviously, the show is you
that's
know,
very
in forever turmoil,
it's kinda snakeish in a sense.
We need to add like a
it's very spectrum.
I can tell from your browser history that you're
right.
On the spectrum.
I think that's kind right. Of interesting.
I took the assignment. Literally and seriously. So.
All right. I didn't know you'd done that.
That's what you
did. I didn't prepare. You'd already heard it either way.
All right. Well.
All right. To clarify, we recorded this before we've done the skit, so I have not heard it.
Yeah, with the skit is...
To ruin the facade.
In the future for us, but you've already seen it, so you
I'm
guys
sure
you guys know
I'm
that
I'm sure
I
it's so awful, and I'm very mad. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Thank you for that. Thank you for roasting me so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dan.
Ah, well, we have fun over here.
After my verse, I hope Dan's going to be okay.
Yeah, I know. You really roasted me back there, buddy.
You've already heard it before we even did the skit. I told you at the pub on Wednesday night.
Ah, gosh.
This is bullshit.
Well,
Dan is going to be okay.
Let's take the heat off our relationship for a moment. And, you know, maybe we can let that simmer. Let the audience worry, you know, what's going to go down between us. We're going to be kicking each other under the table. You be the judge of that.
It does happen a little bit.
Yeah, you know, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So I thought our first topic of today could be, there's this crazy beef that everyone's obviously talking about, the Kendrick and Drake beef, Aubrey, as his government name would have you understand. But yeah, it's been all over the internet. And basically,
you know what I'm talking about?
It's like, I would say the reason it's interesting is because it is rap beef to a degree, but it actually is more, there's more going on. I feel like Drake's career could be kind of, I don't know, on the rocks maybe.
I don't know if it'll be on the rocks. I think that, you know, Drake is very radio accessible. His lyrics aren't as, you know, controversial, even as like, you know, not, you know, Kendrick is obviously like, you know, Kendrick speaks from the heart. And I think a lot of radio stations would find that controversial. Or like, we can't play this kind of music because it might, you know, it might encourage an uprising. You know?
Yeah. And I guess Kendrick's music is not as tailored for radio play.
No. And music. That's, if anything, that's something that I would be more interested in hearing. Whilst on the other side, you know, I'm sure Drake has, you know, rapped about black culture and stuff, and that's completely fine. But I just think that his music is a lot more accessible. My dad loves Drake, for example.
Does that not
speak volumes?
The kind of artist that dad could love.
He loves him. He's like, he loves God's Plan and Kiki. Yeah, it's like, come on, man. It's like, if my fucking white-ass 63-year-old dad is bopping...
Yeah, that's a good counter. I would.
It's radio hits. That's why he's... And Kendrick is... If we're talking Spotify hits, like... You know, I think Drake's number, like, 3 or something? Or 6? He's in the top 10.
Yeah, I know. And I guess... I know he's that huge. Drake will still obviously have, like, a... profitable enough career to keep going.
He did just finish touring as well.
But I think that this kind of a loss in a battle like this, and I don't know if it's definitively a loss necessarily, but I think it's pretty clear that Kendrick won at least.
And we say bye-bye.
I think that can do real like reputational damage in the industry, you know, for whatever that is worth.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Like, I think that it's anyone who isn't like a Drake simp can understand that just lyrically and just like if we're talking like production wise, like beat wise.
Easily.
Everything is so much better on Kendrick's side.
Yeah, and I get that Drake people like Drake and it's like fun to be, you know, whatever. That's fine. Go enjoy that kind of music. But
people
it's like,
love him, man.
People love Drake.
They love Drake.
Yeah, and that's great, but it's just it's not even necessarily like you said, it's not even necessarily trying to
we
be
love you.
As
You're
real
very special.
As Kendrick's music. It is trying to be a bit more generic and a bit more like Boppy, which is totally
fine. It's radio hits, man.
And I think that an artist like that can still ride the radio wave, you know. But I do think that if they have a bad enough reputation.
A minor.
Yeah, that's a tough
no
one to beat.
No matter what you say or what you do, they still love me.
But see, that's the thing. Is Drake just going to get a smaller and smaller fan base of like simps that you know, where the average rap fan is kind of taking Kendrick's side and then it's like the Drake people, it's just a smaller club.
I generally think that like he is still going to be as big as he was.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I enjoy the odd Drake song. I I enjoy the hits. I'm not like a Drake stan. Like if a new album drops, I'm not like, you know, people go crazy for that shit. They're like, I'll be there.
He's got
on
some
the fucking,
bops, you know, his singles and stuff.
He's got a few bops, but I'm still not a huge, I think maybe there's two or three Drake songs in like my fucking playlist.
I know what you mean.
It's
Drake songs are easier to just put on like for a once off. that's the sound of it. Yeah,
I do. I do often play because we listen to a lot of music together when we're drinking and stuff. And I do often play God's Plan. And yes, I know. Like it ain't the hit. It ain't the hit. Maybe that it should be, but. No, it shouldn't be the hit that it is, I should say. But it's like, yeah, it's kind of a bop. Like, you know.
Sometimes a song minor. Transcends. I think sometimes as well, like when you see a song, when you hear it in enough big crowds of people and you have fun with it, the song kind of almost transcends the quality, even if it is a bit pooey, you know.
Yeah, I have listened to God's Plan has played in a club that I've been at, and it has been it's been interesting
okay,
for sure.
Okay.
I remember even at the time finding the whole Millie Bobby Brown thing kind of weird. He had this obsession with her. Yeah. He was obsessed with her.
That has always sat wrong.
Even
with
at the
me.
Time, it was just like, hang on a minute, what's going on here?
And listen, we don't know anything.
No,
definitively.
Well, yeah. Hey, come on. Regardless, I say it's about same thing about Michael Jackson. Even if no hanky panky went on, like the fact that this grown ass man. Is hanging around
and well,
with
these
this
kids,
kid.
These young kids in the entertainment industry.
These kids. I'm sorry, like, is my mind not meant to go there? Like,
it's sus. It is sus. And I am so curious if there's going to be some kind of a Drake, you know, expose or reveal article or whatever. I don't know. You know,
I honestly think he might be too big.
And maybe he's too big know. For that to happen. I don't know.
Well, they did have the Michael Jackson one, but he died, didn't he? I think there was a
MJ,
few things.
Yeah.
I think they did call him Wacko Jacko before he died.
There was one. I think there was some legal thing before he died, but it was
because there was the whole Macaulay Culkin thing, wasn't
it?
It
was swept away.
Like there was the Macaulay Culkin thing before he died. I do remember my mom telling me about that before he had died.
Yeah, so that was part of that legal proceeding. I think Macaulay was called in to testify. Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, well, it's...
But we pray that everything's fine and nothing did happen and he was just such a huge fan of, like, Stranger Things and stuff and...
We love you.
You know.
You're very special.
We pray that's how it was.
Yeah.
Was it, though? Who knows?
Maybe if he was being, like, a positive influence on a younger celebrity, that... You know?
Oh, stop it. What? I just think it's completely inappropriate.
I guess, and you
why
know, not
do it?
Not what, to drive why? Not to drive the MJ comparison too close to home, but I guess you know a similarity is that MJ had Macaulay around, and it kind of made I think it probably made the other kids and the other parents think that because he probably you know I'm sure he probably didn't do anything with Macaulay Culkin, that then gave them the trust that like oh if he's not going to do it. With that kid, he's not going to do it with mine. But the difference is that that kid's not famous and no one's going to, you know, to a degree, no one's going to kick up a fuss so much when it's like, unfortunately, a kid who's not already in the industry or famous. And so what I'm saying is to get off the MJ thing with Drake, maybe him being around, what's her fucking name again? 11, Millie Bobby Brown. I was going to say Millie Gibson for some reason, but I couldn't.
I hope not.
I know, but...
You know what I'm talking about?
Who are you talking about?
Drake being around Millie Bobby Brown, Doctor maybe that Who. Wasn't for her. Maybe it was to make other less powerful young women think that he wasn't dodgy.
Do you know what's weird? Like, there are interviews of Millie Bobby Brown on like a red carpet, being like, "Yeah, I hang out with Drake. He helps
my
me.
Pal.
He helps me get boys."
Oh,
it's like what?
Man, no.
What? Okay, that is just. Am I nuts?
I'll
stick with me. You might get some.
I'll help you get boys, and if you date them, then they have to help me get girls as well. It's like. Bro.
Okay, no grown ass man should be helping a 13-year-old
bruh
get
bruh
like
bruh
You can be at a family function and be like, oh, you got any boyfriends?
I
like,
No.
He obviously took it too far.
To go to that point where she's saying, like, he's helping me get boys, that's kind of gross, man.
I don't know what
you're a grown-ass
is
man.
Going on there.
Don't even go there with someone who's underage. Like, even if you're helping them, whatever, that's not...
Well, yeah, Kendrick won and he's
that's,
mad.
That's not cool. And Kendrick didn't do that shit, so...
Well, no, exactly, and that's what Kendrick's Drake's trying to, you know, rub in. It's like, I know you've done shit, and it's like,
It seems like it's a reach, the Kendrick
stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No matter what you say or what you do, they still love me!
Drake could go a long way, man. You know,
have you said anything you want to say about this before I move to this thing?
Yeah, I guess, Drake, you're a loser. Really all I gotta say.
That soundbite, the no matter what you say or what you do, they still love me.
Oh yeah.
No matter what you say or what you do, they still love me.
Okay, yeah.
So that's John Barrowman. And I brought that in the show like, God, it would have been 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Aiden sent me a Snapchat today. That's Aiden from the 50% Doctor Who podcast, my other show, with Aiden having it on our soundboard. Because another listener brought it in, sent it to them.
A listener sent in that. Wow.
Because of this show.
No way.
And I said to Aiden, I was like, this is from my show. Like I
crossover. Okay.
I bought that. I bought that in. That's from me.
Brilliant. I love that. That's crossover. A bit mad. That we need.
I'm laughing because you're big mad.
I don't think Aiden knew it was from this show, which is fine. Oh, maybe he did.
I don't know.
He tunes in here and there.
Well, you know, we leave breadcrumbs here and there for Aiden and for the 50% listeners. So, you know, we care
there
about
there
would
be all. Clues if Aiden watched.
Yeah, we would see some.
All right, can I be honest about something right now?
Please. This is the
I'm form. Not happy with you because I've seen the run sheet and I've seen last week we had to rip into Howard Stern.
Uh-huh.
I've seen the run sheet, what you got next. It has annoyed me a little bit. Because you're making me rip into, like, people that I really like. Why are you doing this to me? Well, can you explain why you're doing this to me?
You brought in the Howard Stern clip last week.
We were having a debate about it at the fucking pub, and I said it would be a good chat on the show.
Okay, so this, I feel like I have to... I had to play because it kept coming up. I kept getting this
ad.
It
kept coming up for me as well.
And so it's not like I don't want to have to, you know, live this on the show... with such a beloved artist, but we have to because
Hey, Larry David did a fucking crypto. I don't know why celebrities do shit like this. Like, I don't know.
But well, yeah, exactly.
They
and
must pay well.
If Larry David can do crypto, then, you know, Robbie can do...
Look, you
what
set
is this,
this
Match
up.
Masters?
You set this up and I'll say one defense and then you can play it.
Okay, all right.
Because I do know one defense, but go ahead, you set it up.
So I got this ad that is with...
What's it called again?
Robbie William for Match Masters. You can see there. Robbie William. Yeah, just one. No, Robbie Williams in this Match Masters ad. And this kept coming up. Or like a few times, you know. But enough that I was like, what? Why is Robbie Williams in a fucking Match Masters ad? Like, what is going on?
I kind of know, but yeah.
And I guess... I felt the need to take a look at it on the show because this guy, I mean, isn't he like the biggest artist in the UK or something? I mean, what are we?
The largest sound solo metal artist in the UK. Yeah.
So what are we doing? Okay. Like, why?
Here is my, okay. This is generally what I think it is.
Uh-huh.
All right. First of all,
you think he's a gamer? You think he's a match master?
I know he is.
No.
Why are you laughing? No, okay, look.
Are you kidding me right now?
Are you going to listen to me or are you just going to fucking laugh at
please,
me?
Please, go ahead.
You're laughing because you're big mad,
uh-huh,
okay?
Bitch, I'm all laughing because right. You're big mad.
No. Okay, whatever. You can laugh all you like. I know for a fact that he is a recovering drug and alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Drug addict, alcoholic, and he has said in the past, like he did this big sober thing last year, and he said that a way that he's like, I get addicted to many things at the moment. I'm addicted to this fucking game, apparently. Mm. He was like, I'm addicted to this game because it's like a substitute for my alcohol and drug addiction. Right. Dan.
Okay.
And I just believe this fucking, they heard him say it and were like, hey.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just taking it in. I don't believe you.
Look, do I think it's fucking cringe when celebrities do adverts? Yes, I do. Do you think I don't think it's cringe? Of course I do. Also, the weird thing is, it's like, you always know these people have so much money. Like,
that's what I mean. Like, he's such a big artist. He doesn't need to do this. So I guess.
But maybe it's just fun.
Maybe in that way you are right. Fun? Well,
could it not just be fun? Just to get paid to be on set for a week and then just get paid a shit ton of money.
I did bring this clip in because I wanted to understand more, and you are helping me to understand it. I mean,
he is an avid. I do know he's an avid game player now since he got sober. I do know that.
That's so funny. He's a mobile gamer.
He is. He's a fucking boomer.
Yeah.
He's our parents' age. My fucking Arnie plays Candy Crush still.
Oh, man. That is so funny.
You're ripping into my icons here. It's starting to.
No, this is good context. I like that.
I think that. Look, am I defending, even like Larry David, like I said, did a fucking crypto ad. That was so cringe. I totally. Larry has all the fucking Seinfeld and Curb residuals. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't need
shit. I don't know why they do it. I guess he liked the game.
Mm. If he likes the game, that's great. What am I? I'm not trying to be
Right
now. I guess part of my
I'm going to bring in Louis C.K. next to see how you feel about it. I'll bring in a Louis C.K. clip. I'm going to bring a song you really love.
It's hard in the past.
It's we saw Robbie in December. We had a great night.
I know. I like Robbie. I didn't
got too drunk.
You're the one who is assuming that this is even to shit on it, right? I just wanted to play.
Why else would you bring it on the show? Why else would you bring? You didn't bring it on for no other reason. Why else? I'm not fucking born yesterday.
Well, I guess.
Yes, it is cringe.
But I wanted to live the cringe here.
Have you seen the fucking Ben Affleck Dunkin' Donuts advert?
All right, well, let's get through the cringiness so we can,
Excuse me.
Move past this hard segment.
It's not for me, it's for my mum.
For my. Sorry about that. That was a little winky wonky. Let's do it.
Excuse me. Can I ask you a favor? It's not for me, it's for my mum.
Is that ADL laugh?
I don't know.
It's such a short ad. We.
Is it short? How short is it? I haven't seen the whole thing for a while.
It's 30 seconds. Or this version of it. So she says, for my mom. I don't know why he takes whatever.
My mom. There you go.
What'd you do that for? Oh, you ruined it. That was brand new, that was.
So.
The idea, I guess, is that the mom would want the thing signed because the kid is too young to know who he is.
Yeah.
I suppose. I guess. Know.
And that's why.
Are you making me fucking talk about this right now?
I need to borrow your charger. She's about to win a Match Masters tournament.
Hurry up, sweetie.
Oh, can I get the charger or what?
Yeah.
And then we get Robbie and Grace, which she didn't sound American. I don't know why they have an American flag there. But I guess the idea here is that anyone and their mum might match against Robbie Williams in Match Masters.
Stop.
And you think it'll be fun, but you match up and then he goes, I'm just here to get rid of my drug addiction. And you're like, Jesus, Robbie.
All right. You're gonna play the rest of it so we can end this fucking segment.
It's nearly done.
Matchmasters, play now.
He does the little voiceover, and that's it. That's the whole.
Have you seen the Netflix documentary
on Robbie Williams?
Yeah,
I don't think I watched that yet. No.
Why don't you watch it? It's good. It's really good.
Okay, you know what? Because you watched this on the show, I'll watch the Robbie Netflix documentary.
Shut up.
You've earned that, you know.
Shut up. It's hard.
I will say it's so cringe. I don't, I'm sorry.
I'm trying it.
Nah, look, it's fine. I guess if he's doing it because it's something that, like you say, I guess apparently he helped him get through his addiction. That's really interesting. I guess I wish they could do an ad where he talks about that. No, I don't know.
I'm just saying that, like, he has said in the past. I don't know. Who am I to talk for him? I don't know.
Of course, like, of course. It's just, you know.
I'm going to bring on something. It's just. It's hard each week that you keep bringing all these people that I really love as entertainers who I want to kind of emulate.
It's goofing. We're just having a goof on him, you know.
I rocked up today with it just on the fucking sheet. Like, if this was
no prep,
I probably would have taken it off if I didn't know. Just because I don't really have anything to say about it other than, like, yes, one of my icons is a fucking bit of a sellout.
Is that what you want me to say? No, I just want you happy to
now?
Goof on
Did
it.
You get the fucking content you wanted? Great.
Sorry.
Thanks.
No, this is definitely not like cancel worthy or anything. This is fine. You know, you can still be a fan of this. There's no, you know, there's no nothing wrong with a little bit of cringe in someone's career, in my opinion. All right,
I'm on here. You're making me talk.
Let's get away from that.
Of my icons.
I'm bringing
on something next week.
Didn't mean to put you in the box.
You won't know what it is, but I'm going to bring on something next week, and we'll see how you deal with it.
Oh no!
Do you even love anybody in the industry?
Wow, that was a deep
in the industry. Like, who do you love?
I don't know.
Or who do you admire? I should say
in the industry. I mean, I'm kind of like black-pilled on the industry. That is true. I guess I'm pessimistic.
Last episode I said Seth Meyers, and you were like, don't you dare say that name.
Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't even want to bring on a cringy clip of Conan because I'm a fan of Conan.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I get you. We could goof on John Oliver doing the...
Oh, no.
The loser dance or something.
That was cringe.
That was really cringe.
Unfortunately, I just think... Look, in any defense for any of these fucking boomers, like, they probably don't know how fucking cringy it is.
To be fair,
they just see a fucking bag, an easy day at work, and they don't know it's cringe.
Look, with that Robbie clip, I guess, it's the boomer explanation is probably one of the more innocent ones, to be honest. Like, when it comes to celebrities doing ads, like, that's fair enough. And even, I mean. The Larry thing with Larry David doing the crypto, I kind of wish I really wish he hadn't done it, but because I know that was a boomer thing, but like crypto was a,
if anything, that was
like a harmful scam. Yeah. You know?
If anything, that's worse.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm sure this game is filled with fucking DLCs out the wazoo of, like, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, $5 to get an extra diamond or something. I don't know. I don't play whatever the... Neither do I want to.
You don't want to be a match master? Yeah.
I don't play games on my phone anymore. I used to. You know what I did? Back when I was going for a really awful breakup last year, and in January I downloaded Subway Surfers, and I would just... When I was feeling depressed, which was a lot of the time, particularly at night, I would just sit on my phone and watch TV and play Subway Surf.
Subway Surf, yeah.
And then that meme came out about the Subway Surf.
Yeah,
And that was before, like, that even happened.
But you were ahead of the curve, man.
But I was so good. I got so good. I actually, one time, hit the number one score in all of Australia.
Let's go, my dude.
I was just super depressed. So that's what I'm saying. Like, games do help you in mental.
That was for you. I was slow.
You're a gamer. Like, you can understand why.
I do. Yeah, I got. Well, the Switch is, you know,
I'm not trying to defend
him
for doing it. It is a sellout thing to do. I think it's cringe, but he probably just thinks it's fucking fun. Like, I don't know. Same with Larry. Same with fucking Ben Affleck doing the Dunkin' Donuts bullshit. Like,
the Dunkin' is cringe, but I guess Ben is a real Dunkin' fan. So his biggest meme photos are with him holding Dunkin'. So
I still don't forgive him. Yeah, I think it's cringe. I think it's cringe. Like, it
Ben Affleck, you're in cringe jail, my friend.
That's the thing. Like, we've seen Robbie. He's a great entertainer. Like, he is kind of, like, world-renowned as, like, this great entertainer. I don't know why.
Well,
maybe he feels the need to do things like that. But then why did Larry David feel the need to do it? He's got Seinfeld.
Yeah, I guess they throw so much money at you. It's like, it would almost be impossible to say no.
It would be crazy. I mean, people like that are probably getting these offers where it's like, that is such an insane amount of money for such a little bit amount of time that I feel like I could just buy this insane. Like, remember that boat I thought would be funny to buy? I could just randomly buy it.
Yeah, at a certain point, it's like, you're not even just paying for your kid's college fund. You're paying for, like, your agent's kid's college funds.
That boat that's like 80 million, you're like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Maybe it was a little bit expensive in the past, but if I got this, then. I mean, when you're at the point as an artist, when you're doing, like, world tours, like, you know, like Robbie has done, like, you must be, like, so fucking rich.
Oh, the money must be.
I mean, imagine.
I don't know, almost immaterial.
How many people, like, I mean. I don't even, I mean, it's insane. Like, someone like Coldplay or Taylor Swift or fucking, I don't know, anyone. Like, Olivia Rodrigo. Like, they're doing world tours right now. How, in a night even, how much do they make? Do you reckon,
yeah.
As an artist, like, you wouldn't even comprehend
it, you know? Like, I guess, in a way, that kind of bolsters what you were saying before. It's like,
the idea of money would go out the window.
Maybe the idea of just getting to go on a set and do a little fun thing is fun.
The idea of money would just go out the window.
Because you don't have to care about that anymore, you know.
In the nicest way possible, you wouldn't even, like, comprehend. If you did go out there and go, 80,000 people have paid money tonight to see me and good money, it would drive you insane. And it would ruin your show.
Yeah.
Because if you're constantly thinking about, hang on a minute, this entire event cost $250,000.
Maybe more. It would be too.
You'd be like, oh shit, like, this isn't worth $250,000. You'd be thinking that, even if it is, you'd be like, this is not worth $250,000. Like, what am I doing? Like,
well, but nuts. If you do start to think it too much, then you go the other way. You get, like, big headed, you know?
Yes. And that's why you go to Candy Crushers, where the fuck it's called. Because it's a set and it's easy and...
Hey, man, we love to crush candy over here.
That is... Yeah, it's cringe. I admit it. You happy? I confess.
Thank you. No, you did great.
I have seen it. Do you know what's so insane? On my mom's life, I knew you were going to bring that up one day. Because I kept getting it recommended. I'm like, I know
Haunted. Dan's going
to... I thought it was just... Because I'm subbed to him on YouTube, I thought maybe it's because of, like... You know, the algorithm, like... gives you adverts. Yeah, it things that you... A following, I thought it was because of that, but then I come in, I see that, and I'm like, oh shit, it's
called gay pop.
It's definitely pop. I don't know if it's gay,
well,
what's the point of being alive?
Oh boy,
I got this little quick story if you want to talk about it. It's just a short little goof.
We can't play the. Can you give me literally 30 seconds?
Oh yeah, go ahead. I'll take the stage here. Hey folks, how we doing? We're chilling. We're relaxing. I'll see if I can get one of Connor's musics. It's so sexy. This one didn't get claimed. So, I gotcha. I'm gonna get all sexy right now with you guys. Connor's in the toilet, which means that he's vulnerable right now. So I'm going to be vulnerable as well with you, the viewer. I'm not wearing underwear. I'm doing a bit. It's not real. Don't listen to him. He knows nothing. He's just on the toilet. And you and me, we're here. We're doing it. Real. The viewer and the host, like a symbiotic parasite, but not in a bad way. Think of it in a good way. Like, you want to continue to be in this moment right now with me until Connor gets back. Me and the audience are being intimate. Sorry guys, we gotta cut it out. Connor forced that whole moment on all of us. So we didn't have to go there, but he had to go to the toilet.
Sexy music?
yeah, I went a little wild with it. I don't know if it worked. I'll have to find out.
What's it reviewed, Dan? Honestly,
I'm a madman. That's for sure. So
please show me this clip. You've been dying to. I'm dying to
there's
see
this.
It.
There's this story that we can look at. It's kind of a local gem. I don't know if you've heard about this. I'll just get it up on the screen. So it says here, Perth resident. Sorry.
God's sake, Dan.
Perth resident is.
Rob's a Perth resident, is he?
Perth resident takes national honours after complaining, quote, more than 21,000 times.
Okay, that's impossible.
About aircraft noise.
That's impossible.
In 2023. How do you even do that? I mean, the person is crazy. I mean, they must live near airport. I'm assuming.
You'd fucking hope so.
If it would be pretty ridiculous.
Oh
if they
my
did.
God!
Sorry.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Am I doing the Conan? Don't tell an audience when it's going wrong. Type
no,
thing?
No,
sorry.
You're good. I don't know why we've got an ad here. Calling all CIOs and IT executives.
Yeah, dude.
That's a necessary part of this article right now. Yeah, I just thought this was worth mentioning. A West Australian story. Good old West Australia. Basically, this person complained over 20,000 times. I believe that in the article it says the total amounts of complaints was like 51,000 or something along those lines. And so this person basically accounted for like half of the complaints.
What the hell do you have to lose, right?
About airplane noise in Perth for the entire
year. I don't live near the airport. Not trying to get the... That can't find me. I don't live near the airport, but I don't think I've ever really had an issue with hearing airplanes. Though I have heard it can be an issue. To be fair, I have heard it's been an issue.
Yeah, if you live close to it, yeah.
No matter where you are. There's a whole Simpsons episode about it. I guess that's why I know it. But it happens in real life too,
I guess. It's a tough thing because like if you live near an airport and you have awful airplane noise, then who's at fault? Like is it the council for letting a house be built so close to the airport or airport so close to a house? Can you sue your landlord? Like what's the chain of command up in that?
It's just a bad take. Stop me if it is.
Oh, okay.
But you know, certain rental prices differ from certain areas of wealth.
Right.
I think that certain areas, such as being like close to the airport, where they could or close to a train,
makes it cheaper. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, like if you're right next to the, or even like I've seen this. There's this Taco Bell near where I work, and like the Taco Bell is here, and there's like a house kind of next to it. I'm like, imagine having like Taco Bell right next to you. But I'm like, actually, that might be really annoying. Just constantly.
Well, because so many people would go through the drive-through at all hours.
It's like, exactly. And I think that maybe, you know, that could, but Taco Bell was not there when they bought the house, I assume, or rented it. So
I'm just glad that your controversial take wasn't, you know, I was worried that maybe you were going to suggest some kind of action to take against the airplane industry. Yeah.
No, the fuck do I know about that? I can't.
Well, I don't know. Where were you on 9/11?
I think you know what's so funny? I think I kind of do remember.
What, because you were involved?
No, because, God, what, 2001, I was born in 1998, so it would have been, what, 3?
Yeah.
2, 3?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
This could all just be a fabrication. But I do remember being in a pub with my dad, and I remember in the UK they had like bowls of like sugar cubes.
Ooh, I see.
Sugar cubes that you could put into coffee and tea. Like cubes of sugar. Do you remember? They only did that.
I know what you
UK,
mean, yeah, for like a snack kind of thing. I think they
snack.
No. Not the cube on its own.
I used to eat
tea.
Them as a kid, but you find out soon enough it's not nice.
No. What I meant is like when you prepare like a tea kind of snack thing, right. You have the sugars there. Yeah.
I remember this could all be a fabrication of my mind, but I do remember my dad getting a phone call from my mum and him saying something along the lines of, you know, America's at war or something. And this could all be bullshit, wow. But I remember him saying like something bad's happened in America.
Yeah, that would
be something.
It
felt like a moment. It did feel like a moment. But I remember being in a pub with my sister with sugar cubes and my dad receiving a phone call on his flip phone. That, again, that could be a lot of bullshit, but I mean, I was...
Some things stick with you. I don't
where
know.
Were you? Where were you during 9/11?
I don't know. I'm a little younger than you, so I don't think I would have remembered. I definitely was nowhere near...
New York?
It's New York, nowhere near Afghanistan, nowhere near any of it.
I actually went to, in New York, the Ground Zero. It was chilling.
Wow.
It was chilling. It really was. De Niro commentated the tour.
Was that less chilling with De Niro's voiceover?
Well, my dad, he was like amazing.
An American icon.
It's hard. It was, you know, I mean, you laugh, Dan, but like it was going through the museum was kind of,
I know,
to actually stand.
I can imagine it's horrible.
Can you look up Ground Zero? Like, there's basically like there's these two on Google.
You want us to is this like a funny show? I mean, what's going on? I'll show it, but
did I stutter? Can you bring up Ground Zero?
Okay.
All right. No, just what do you mean? Is it a funny show? Do you not want me to say it?
No, please.
Why'd you say it then?
It's just, it's a heavy topic. I don't want to.
You kept making jokes about it. I'm trying to tell you this is what it looked like, and it was really interesting.
Well, you keep making it hard to make jokes. I'm not.
Just, there you go, that one in the middle.
This one, okay.
Yeah, so
that's
kinda,
what it is now.
So you go to New York, and they have two of these, obviously, because those two towers.
Oh god, sorry.
Dan's trying to bring it up. How long do we wait for Dan if I have shit on this show?
Sorry.
I can't believe you're pulling up on me.
Oh my god, it's
not like
what the fuck? Okay, here it is.
Just do that, for fuck's sake. Yeah. It's literally a second. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
It's not showing properly.
When you're there, it's actually pretty insane. Is what I'm trying to say.
I'm sure it is.
Sorry if that was not something that needed to be brought up.
It's
sorry.
Probably an incredibly powerful and meaningful memorial.
You're so full of shit. You're so full of shit. Whatever. Go on, read your plane thing.
This, I think we've said it all. The last thing I'll say is that this person...
Right, so when I brought up 9/11, it was a...
Well, this person is having 20,000 9/11s a year, so we should
be
respectful.
Okay. I'm going to come.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This show.
What do we do, folks? What do we do? What do we do with ourselves after we've disgraced ourselves like this? Disgusting.
What did I do? I just said that I went
to... No, you were very respectful. I should have stopped myself. Dude. You shouldn't have let me talk about 9/11.
I have a unique experience of seeing it. I'm sorry if it wasn't part of the show. But,
no, please. I liked.
We're a comedy show. Are we? We're more than that, surely.
You're right, actually. We can go deeper.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you meant by that.
We can go deeper than just laughs.
That's okay. That's okay. We can get people... I thought it was different than that, but that's all right.
No, we can. You
that's
know,
all right.
On my gravestone, here lies Tom Baker, who made titties tingle.
I just hope I can get something like that, you know, when I'm cancelled. Boy. Okay. What did you want to...
Never bring up planes again.
Oh, man.
What did you...
What was I thinking?
Gosh. No, it's not like bad jokes. It's just...
All right. Well, we've got a... not this. Although we can talk about this later. But there's this footy video that I thought we could watch if you wanted
to. What are we up to today?
We are here today on...
So this is Darcy Moore, I guess. And this video...
Who?
Darcy Moore.
Nkuchi Gatwa.
Of football. Australian
You're
football.
You're saying that right. Do you know who Darcy Moore?
I don't fucking don't know.
Okay.
A player in the Magpies.
Okay.
And I saw this clip, and I actually wanted to play it for you because...
The Magpies.
I'm not 100% sure if...
We are here today.
Sorry, if it's actually, like, real or if it's a fake clip. Do you kind of get what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, fire away.
Today?
We are here today on set with Channel 7, and the guys are still setting up, so I'm going to use the time to show you all my goal kicking.
Okay, so first off, it seems a bit set up. And you'll see what I mean now, but this is where things kind of go a bit crazy. So let's see.
As a key back, comes in very handy. Oh! What was that?
So did you catch what that was?
A bird?
A magpie.
That's not real. That's bullshit.
He plays for the Magpies.
Oh, fuck off. That's not real. Go back.
Okay, okay.
That's not real. Stop it. That's not real. Do people think that's real?
As a key back, comes in very handy.
So he goes to kick.
Oh!
And a magpie swoops.
What was that?
His acting.
Not a magpie?
You might have been a magpie. Just no. Get swooped.
Oh, isn't it great, but footy guys are kind of like...
Is that real? No, that's not real.
This is not the end of the clip. There's more.
All right.
So... Now, try and watch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What was that? Was that a magpie?
Okay, so the ball missed the goalpost.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Whoa.
And it supposedly hit a light on the field.
Is that me? What?
And I guess they...
Yeah.
I think that's his car or something. That they make a mention of that.
Is that your car?
How did I even do that?
Okay.
What do we think? What do we think? Real, fake?
Play it again.
I saw people say that it's like old person boomer, like catnip, you know what I mean? It's
is it a Toyota, the car? Because I know that's
what we're up to today.
We are here today on set with Channel 7 and the guy.
We don't need him.
Well, they do say on set with Channel 7.
Yep, so I'm going to use the time to show.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Maybe this is set up more than just like a on the fly video.
Show you all my goal kicking. As a key back, comes in very handy.
Okay, so he goes to kick. And then,
oh,
no way.
I mean, it could.
It came out of nowhere.
I know, but it's like.
So all this shit happens. It just happens.
So the magpie swoops, and this is just them a random recording. And as the magpie, right after the magpie swoops, a player from the Magpies.
Yes.
The ball
a magpie?
Hits.
A magpie. Just no. Get swooped.
Oh, yeah,
it hits the light, and the light falls.
Is that me?
So, okay.
I think the whole...
That acting doesn't seem great.
The whole, also, the filming while running thing kind of... A lot of people would normally just stop filming and then run over.
Yes, yes.
That kind of got me a little bit.
Also, like, just... It's framed a little too perfectly.
Yes.
You know?
Maybe they would. I don't know.
It is a Toyota, yeah.
Okay, that is the sponsor of AFL.
So, do you think that they planned this video and Toyota loaned a car to, like, break, I guess, for the video? I don't know.
Hey, man, the same... Same.
There's a lot of conspiracies to kind of go.
The same reason fucking Robbie Williams did the Candy Crush. It's the same reason why Toyota would do some dumb shit like this, okay? Yeah. Because dumb shit sells, yeah. Okay?
That's right.
It's...
Maybe, maybe it's a Toyota. How did
you
see this?
Because you don't watch IFL.
I just saw this on Twitter. I just saw this online.
Okay.
And you're right. Maybe it is a car advert. I don't know. I don't know what this is. Like, I don't know if it's a random viral video or if it's an ad.
Well, the fact that it made your TL when you don't follow anything AFL, nor do I.
That's true.
I think shows that it has at least done its job of going like maybe a little bit viral.
I would agree. I think the clip definitely went viral.
That's why someone like Toyota would like their... Well, I know it's destroyed, but... I guess the idea is like, oh my God, no one would want a Toyota destroyed. They're the best fucking cars in creation.
Yeah, maybe. It's such a weird...
That is weird.
It's a weird video, right? I mean, it feels real, but it also feels a bit soulless. You know what I mean? Like, it's got an odd feeling.
No way a bird came down and hit the, and then he hits the light and it
yeah,
it
like
happens
a bird comes.
No, it's no. Three but coincidences all in one video.
Here's the thing. It's so perfect that it's one of those, like, you see it, you watch it, you go, huh, that's funny. And then you like it. And then you move on. You don't think about it enough to be like, would that really happen?
If it was a random person, a regular Joe, maybe I would believe it. The idea that it's like, yeah, he literally says like, what Channel 7 is here of us. Like,
yeah, professional football player, professional field.
It kind of leads to the idea that Channel 7 could fund this fucking video that's literally made to look like a video that you're just, you know, filming. Yeah, you're just filming it on your phone and you happen to capture this. But in reality, it's, that probably cost like a lot of money.
Yeah, there was probably a budget to an editing. Which it's funny because it looks like unedited, but I'm sure there's a whole lot of editing that went into this video that is hidden, you know, hidden editing.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I thought that was a really quite fascinating
video. I give it a.
What are we up to today? What are we up to today?
I give it a short.
All right.
It could have been long.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. I gave it a shot. Because I'm still unconvinced.
Yeah, I see.
I'm going to do that from now on with videos you show me. If I think it's real, I'll go. If I think it's fake.
Gotcha.
And I'm not convinced, I'm going to go short.
Yeah, okay. I'm not convinced on that either, to be honest. So, but I'm glad that we were able to dissect it a little bit. All right, pal. Shall we do Beer of the Week? Is it for gold? Oh yeah,
we got that. You ready to turn down the
Biera? Oh yeah. Oh please, give me that beer music. Ooh.
All right, let me grab you one, D.
Crack them open, yeah.
That's what I was drinking on Sunday. Yeah, Sunday.
I see.
Please, I mean, I've already tried them. So.
Okay, so what do we call Carlton Dry Tropical Passion Fruit? Okay, so it's a little fruity and tastier in theory.
What then? Regular Carlton Dry?
Can I ask why you would be attracted to something like this? Regular Carlton Dry.
Hey man, I'm a sucker for a deal. They're like $10 for four. But there's not a lot of booze in them. They're literally like one standard drink. I don't know, like I think
ooh.
They're nice. They go down easy. Like that's honestly it goes down easy. It's a refreshable drink. It's nice.
It is. This is definitely
it
putting
goes down
me
easy. That's the thing.
Yeah. Hmm. Let me. Wow, that's something for sure.
It goes down super quick. Like beautiful.
A smooth. Horsey. So, can I? This is going to sound dumb. Does the horse on Carlton Dry mean anything?
Probably. I probably. I mean, I think so. I don't know. I know. I always didn't know if, you know, this Colton draft would probably alienate a lot of viewers of. But see. There's Colton draft with the horse on it. And then Colton Dry and Colton draft are the same company.
The horse unites them.
Apparently so. And yeah. You know what? I drank beer with my friends.
Yeah, dude.
I had 4 pints last night.
Oh, boy. On a Thursday?
Yeah. But you know me. I can drink 4 pints and be fine. But I drank 4 pints of IPA beer. Oh, and I went home and I just felt like icky. Like just felt. I felt really like.
I catch your drift.
Like I could shit a lung, type kind of thing.
I've been there.
Like, yeah. I just felt. I don't know. Just like felt kind of ill. Because they're like IPAs. Like they're super. I feel like they're not meant to be drunk in like. High density. Density! Ha! That's a good
something we need for the show.
Does anyone
we're gonna bring in so many sound bites. Your guys' head will be spinning.
But it's a high volume of alcohol, and like I just feel like it's not, the body just can't handle that. Like mine can't. That's the thing about
these tropical passion fruits. They taste nice, fruity. And they're only 1 standard drink per can.
That is a bit annoying, I guess, but like they're $10. Like,
but in a way, that's a nice way to follow it. You can go like, "Oh, how many cans have I had?" Well, that's how many standard drinks.
To me, I'd bring this to like, if I'm driving for the night, I'd bring this and I'd have like a 4 pack over like 6 hours or something.
Yeah, if I'm calculating right, 1 standard drink means you can have 4. And then drive to the pub.
Well, yeah, or home, wherever you. Yeah, no, I think so. I think depending, not to get sexist, but. Is this a Joji moment?
Nah, you go.
No, I think depending on like your body weight and. I think it matters at how, if you're a super skinny, like a twink almost.
Am I going dotty?
Like a twink who hasn't eaten dinner in 24 hours.
I see that.
If you drank these, he would probably blow over. But if we did and we had eaten dinner, I don't think we would blow over.
I see.
Because we have bigger density.
Some more density.
And
on you,
we've also eaten dinner. But do you get my point?
I get what you mean.
If a twink hadn't eaten dinner. Then he probably would blow over from drinking 4 standard drinks.
I get what you mean. You don't specifically have to use the drink, but
I generally like, this is the random shit thing about work. It's like, this drink has 1 standard drink in it, but like, would this hit me harder? Well, it does. Like, but if I'm blowing, like into a if I'm blowing into for you know like a police blower, if I had. I'm the same way each day, but I've eaten a full meal before, or I haven't. There would be more alcohol in my system if I haven't eaten. So, yes, it does state there's 1 standard drink in it, but this can could hit me differently and you differently, just depending on our body weight and also just how much
you've eaten
today and how much I've eaten.
So, like, my pal Tom, he's really skinny and he has diabetes, so...
Why did you cut to me when you said that? Why did you cut
you
to me?
You think that's funny?
I don't think it's funny.
You think diabetes is
no,
funny?
No, I got a mate who's got diabetes. Like, why did you cut to me?
I don't know.
What the fuck? I don't think it's funny.
You're the one.
I don't think it's funny at
you're
all.
You're the one on the
okay.
On the harsh side of history now.
Tom and I actually got very close at your birthday party, which is what started all this. It's how you got me into this shit.
True.
Sorry.
But the point stands, you know, different folks, different shapes, sizes, all that. It can be affected differently. But I tell you what, the way this passion fruit tropical flavored beer is affecting me is pleasantly. I quite enjoy this. And I actually think that the one standard drink makes it easier to just have as like snack. Like
a snack?
A snack, yeah.
I kind of had like digestion issues this week. Like none of my stools have been like normal. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. You can play the sound bites, okay? Look, none of my stools have been normal.
Uh-huh.
I had to go home and work on Tuesday morning because I was just in a lot of pain. I don't know what it came from. Problem is we have a 2-year-old in the house. He brings in a ton of germs and bugs.
That's the thing with 2-year-olds.
And I thought it was just because I was hungry. Then I ate and I felt worse. And I was just like, I think, like, you know, my plan was just to go home and like go to the toilet. And, yeah, I went home, went to the toilet, and I was like, I don't feel too good. So I didn't go in for the rest of the day. So
that's, I actually, again, I don't want to get too explicit, but, you know, I sometimes get a little bit of IBS at work and stuff. And, it's tough, man, to be sitting on the shitter, you know, at work. It's like awful. I hate it. The places I've been to shit would send any ordinary man insane.
Wait, how do you look after a disabled person when you're shitting? Are they in there with you?
Yeah. So I work in the disability care industry. Sometimes if you really need a shit and you're with someone, you got to bring them in with you. I mean, you usually go in with
them.
I didn't know that. A lot of the time,
wow.
You know, if you're working in disability, you go to the toilet with the person depending on their needs. So it's reciprocal, you know, it's like you're being vulnerable.
You're returning the favor.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he face the other way?
I'm gonna go no comment on it. I'm gonna say let's not go further than that on that topic. I'm gonna put the executive.
I think we all know the answer to that.
Come on, man.
What the fuck?
All right.
No, I'm just saying for the sake of professionalism, I won't comment further on that.
All right. I think we all got what you were trying to say.
Oh, come on.
Come on. That's all right.
I hope Dan is going to be okay.
Cheers.
Anyway, this was the beer of the week segment.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Woo.
It's good to be here on a Friday night, baby.
It is. It's always fun. Well, we got two other things we can talk about. We'll see if we get through both. No! So, basically this RFK story.
Jimmy, the comedian who called in a couple of weeks ago. It sucks. I genuinely wanted to get his opinion on it. I tried to call him today. He didn't answer. I was like, hey,
Jimmy, we need your opinion on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
But he's a stan. I called Jimmy on Wednesday night and he said, yeah, he loves him. He
said, I love RFK even despite the brain worms.
I hope that's okay to say. I don't.
Hey, we'll.
Sometimes people don't want
He's not here to defend himself, but we'll get him on eventually. We're talking about, of course, Jimmy, the comedian that we introduced a couple episodes ago.
Having a roast battle. In a few days. So,
oh, yeah. Shout out.
We love you. You're very special.
Jimmy, of course.
All right, now you're loving Jimmy.
Yeah, he's our show. We got to represent. We love Jimmy.
Dan is a great guy.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a Kennedy, of course, in the name, son of Robert Kennedy Sr., who was, I believe, John F. Kennedy's brother, I think, or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, brother. So RFK is pretty close to the big man himself, JFK. And, well, there's this story that came out about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course. And it says here, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says, a worm ate a portion of his brain, then died. What can a brain parasite really do to a human being? This is an article explaining, you know, the story, but essentially, Apparently, the way this came out was he was in a divorce proceeding, and he was trying to pay less money, and so he said,
"This is before Cheryl."
This was before Cheryl Hines. Yeah, his.
I hope Dan is good.
I was gonna just call it hope. It's slow. It whatever. It's like
I hope Dan.
Whatever.
Go ahead. Hope Dan. Yeah, I hope Dan too.
I was just gonna cut it. I hope RFK is gonna be okay.
I
tried,
see.
Folks. I'm sorry.
So sorry, RFK, I think the way that he initially told this story was years ago in a deposition during a divorce proceeding. When I'm not saying he made it up or anything. I'm just saying he revealed that he was brain foggy, his memory was going, and I guess people say that was partially.
Is that when he got the
no, that's like a genetic condition, you know. It's interesting, his sister did an advert with Joe Biden saying vote for Joe Biden, but you can hear that she's got kind of the same voice RFK does. So it's a family thing, I guess. But RFK, his brain was eaten by a worm, which led to him, like I said, he was brain foggy. He had memory loss.
Hey, and man, you scared me there.
So from what I've read about this story, basically you get it from eating uncooked, or commonly you get it from eating undercooked pork.
Right, I see.
And so the little worms or whatever... Mm-hmm. The eggs of the worms are in the pool.
You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly. And then when you eat it, it just sits in your brain and eventually grows into a worm. Not quite. It's like a bit different to that, but basically the worm, it's literally brain worms. Like the worm hatches, or the egg hatches into a worm.
You scared me.
And the worm eats part of your brain, man. Like...
I feel like we're all a bit worried sometimes that there's a bug in your like brain or something.
That would be like the most terrifying. Generally, I can't even tell you.
You see those fucking videos where they send down a camera into your ear and they find like
a huge thing out. Yeah.
I don't know how it got there or like what happened or
that kind of stuff freaks me out.
But it does happen.
I hate the idea that there could be a worm in my head. That's insane.
There is a fish that specifically targets men who piss in the ocean or in rivers and swims up
the stream.
They got their urethra.
Oh, and what is it like?
And then they do spikes.
Is it like a puffer fish? Yeah.
Yeah, they spike.
Fuck.
Yeah.
On my ding dong?
In your ding dong. They specifically go up the...
Ow.
The urine trail. Ugh. So are we blaming this? Look, I don't want to speak too far ahead. I don't want to talk about Jimmy's beliefs in politics, but I was talking to Jimmy about RFK, and he's a big stan, and I would love to have him on to talk about it. I would love to have him on this topic.
I've said before, you know, I don't blame anyone for making the political conclusions that they come to. I think everyone is entitled to their own choices and beliefs, absolutely. And I actually will maybe not defend RFK, but I will give him props because he did tweet something funny. I'm not sure if you saw. I don't know if I can get it up, but he basically said, I vow to, he's like, I could have 5 more brain worms and then debate President Trump and Biden or something like that.
And I'd win. Right.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I would still beat them if I had 5 more brain worms, basically. Right, okay, he said. I thought that was a pretty decent.
That is kind
comment.
Of funny, I suppose. I did just try to call Jimmy. He did not pick up.
Wow. Jimmy, maybe he knew we were talking about RFK.
That's the thing. It's like, I feel like because he's such a stan, I generally would think that he'd be such a fucking hilarious guy to talk to.
To ask about RFK's brain worms.
Come on. It's like, come on.
We need an RFK expert on this brain worm situation.
And to be fair, he has wanted to call in about what you said about his comedy. So...
Okay, a confrontation. Fantastic. So RFK, the interesting thing about this is that I guess obviously he doesn't have a worm in his brain right now, and it's not been there for a while. But I guess the thing that I find crazy is like it did eat some of his brain. And so like Did it grow back? Like, what happened to that part of his brain?
It's gone.
It's just I'm imagining like a big bite mark just out of his brain. Like, I don't understand how.
Do you make fun of his voice?
No, RFK. I personally, I ain't going there.
I don't know if I believe you about that.
What?
You don't make fun of his voice?
Have I imitated him or impersonated him in the past for effect? Absolutely. But am I going to introduce like his voice and that kind of thing if we're trying to do criticism of him? No, because I don't think that's relevant, frankly.
All right. That's not why I heard, but okay.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Have I joked on him and done impersonate? People are funny to impersonate. Trump has a funny voice.
I impersonate Trump on every episode. It's
a true. Yeah, exactly. So if you do a RFK impersonation, I don't. You wouldn't.
No, I didn't. What
the hell do you have to lose, right?
Come on.
I don't think there's a problem with RFK impersonation if it's like accurate and funny. If you're just doing it to make fun of the fact that his voice sounds different, I think that's kind of shitty, but I don't know. That's my opinion. I think you can make fun of him for a lot of other things than just his voice, in my opinion.
That is, exactly. Like,
the fact that a fucking brain ate half of, a worm ate half of his damn brain, man.
That is true.
I mean, like, what the fuck?
Did he admit it or did it leak?
He said it had happened. He admitted it, but it did leak. I think you're right that the information came out and then he just didn't deny.
Right.
He corroborated it, basically. He was like, yeah, that shit happened, basically.
All right.
What? Kind of crazy. I mean, you know what's interesting? I did see someone tweet that, like, the current state of the American presidential race, obviously there's more than just RFK, Biden, and Trump, but those are the biggest three. If you say that, like, if you talk about like a senile old guy whose brain is turning to mush, that doesn't even narrow it down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
thank you.
You're welcome.
I cut off pretty well.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Thank
you, Dan. Oh. I pushed it, folks. I pushed it.
You flew too close to the sun, my friend. All right, well, I got one more goof for you. You can put up with the final
please
goof on this show. So here we have a story that is so funny to me. Apple, in the last week, released a new iPad. And Connor, you know this about me. I watch Apple events when they come out.
I do. I always make fun of you for it. I always think it's kind of... Nah, but it's... No, I make fun of you because I think it's cute that you get up to do it.
I don't know...
I'm at Aiden's tomorrow for 7 a.m. to watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's when we're it drops. Nerds, like, yeah. We're all nerds for certain things. Like, you know, I know you're trying to find the same thing.
Doctor Who.
Yes!
Doctor Who.
Yes, we both got the infamous...
Nkuchi Gatwa.
Shuti Gatwa.
Beautiful.
Yes, I am. That's what I'm saying though. But you wake up to do that. Like, people think it's fucking lame that I'm going to Aiden's for 7.
Yeah, Apple, you know, was my Doctor Who, I guess. I don't know. When I was, I don't know how to describe it, but when I was like 14, 15, 16, I was so into like tech and all that kind of stuff. And I still really find tech interesting, I guess. I just don't simp it in the same way I do. I'm interested, but I'm also critical nowadays.
Mark Ass Brownlee.
Yeah, Mark Ass Brownlee. But I used to watch every single Apple event and I would stay up till like 2 a.m. because my, you know, depressed 14, 15-year-old ass had nothing else.
I can tell from your browser history that you're on the spectrum.
That's what we got, folks. That's what we are. But basically, I would always watch these Apple events. And this last week, Apple did, as they do every couple of times a year, an event. And this one, luckily enough for me, it started streaming at like 10 p.m. in Australia,
mm-hmm.
or in Western Australia, and I got to watch it. Like, dude. I didn't have to even wake up or, you know, set an alarm for the middle of the night, which I've had to do in the past. And I watched it, and it was honestly, if you want my genuine opinion, it was a little bit underwhelming. They basically announced a couple of iPads that are like way too powerful for what an iPad needs to be, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like they've, like the iPads they've released have better.
Be okay.
They have better graphics processing than my laptop, okay. But I still would not be able to do the show off of one of those iPads because no. I need to have a laptop to be able to do this show, as an example. Mm-hmm. So that's just top line of the event. That really doesn't matter. The point that we're trying to make is that Apple, as part of the event, to advertise their latest iPad Pro, had this advert. And I'm not sure if you saw this, where they used a hydraulic press. And they released this advert.
Oh, no. Okay.
But now have had to pull the advert.
I haven't seen this.
Because a lot of people were really pissed off.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen this. I'm keen.
So... I don't know if the ad will get cloned. We're not going to do audio, obviously, but let's just take a look at the ad. We've got it here. So the advert from Apple, I'll play it and I'll let it speak for itself and we can describe some of it. But basically, it shows a lot of retro. It's playing... Not like a specific song that you'd know, but it's like a very folksy, like cool vibe, retro vibe. So there's a whole bunch of, for the audio listeners, a whole bunch of retro technology. There's a metronome, there's like a TV, there's a grand piano, there's a record player, and they are underneath a hydraulic press. And so they squeeze down. They crush the trumpet.
It's the idea that it's squished into one device.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a smart cookie.
Right.
So they crush all these things on a grand piano, all this paint, all these monitors, a metronome. Yeah,
that's shit. I don't like it.
And they're crushing all this stuff down with the close-ups,
the
man.
The Angry Birds.
I know. The Angry Birds. Lenses from a camera, a guitar. I kind of understand the point they're trying to make, but my. No. And they have eyeballs popping out. And finally, when they lift the hydraulic press...
It's just one iPad.
It's just the iPad, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So the reason I wanted to show you...
Stank.
The reason people are really pissed off is because... And I think there's actually kind of a good point to it. It's like, people think this is kind of an abomination. Like, look at all the amazing, beautiful, physical
Did they really
things.
Do it?
What do you mean? Of course.
It's not. It's real.
It's not CGI.
For reference, I'm watching it on a small monitor.
I see what you
really
mean. No.
See.
Yeah, this is not CGI. This so is 100% real. Yeah.
Okay, that's shit. No, I think it's terrible to destroy that shit.
Exactly. So that's the backlash was that they released this advert and people were watching it and they were like, but you've just taken a whole bunch of beloved like retro devices and you've literally crushed them. And it's really sad to see all these things just crumble under a crushing. People made a point that it's kind of a perfect representation of AI and technology now.
Yeah.
Where it's like you don't care about the meaning of like traditional, real, retro things like a fucking guitar. It's like, oh, what? Because you can play it on a touch screen and do this on a couple of iPad strings. It's like we still have a need for a physical guitar, you know?
100%.
You can't just take all that stuff away. A grand piano? There's always going to be a need for a grand piano. You can't just pretend like, oh, you have an iPad now. Throw away your piano.
What's the point of being alive?
That's it. That's shit. I hate it. Fucking Apple. This is why you don't buy their products, okay? That's why I hate AirPods and I hate iPhones.
That's why I certainly don't own all Apple products. No, I think Apple Apple needs to be criticized by its customers, you know. But again, I will reiterate, there was so much backlash that they literally pulled the ad. And they were going to run it on TV. You know, every year they run like a big iPhone ad campaign.
So they put it online first and then...
Yes. So this was going to be their iPad TV ad campaign. And they announced that they're just not playing this again. Like that, it's basically going in the Apple vault.
How much was the new iPad?
Oh, it's like $2,000 or like, in Australian dollars.
Who has that kind of money to fucking spend on an iPad?
On a tablet. That's what I'm saying, because it's
$900,
it's like pro, and so it's like really powerful. I mean, I'm sure you could probably get
it
one.
It is, but it's like, in that sense, it can't take over from a laptop, though. It never will.
It's a tablet.
So it's a tablet.
I've seen the argument that it's like, yeah, it won't take over the laptop, but that's kind of not the point. It's like, people who get a pro tablet want a pro tablet, because they probably already have...
Shut up and listen to me for once!
I think it's a bit of a pooey argument, yeah, but I'm just giving the argument.
Stop simping those fucks. They don't deserve it.
I watched this whole damn event, and I was disappointed. I really was.
What were you expecting?
I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm expecting from Apple anymore. I watch it for tradition, maybe. I don't know.
That's fair. I watch stuff for tradition.
Yeah, I don't even have any specific like thing that I'm hoping for. I'm just curious what they're coming up with. And I got to say, from watching the whole event, a lot of it was like big company jargon, like, oh, you know, we're doing this and this and this. And it's like, yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, so you're just making up a whole bunch of terms to make it sound like the company's going well, you know. But
how long was today's episode, Dan?
We just are approaching an hour and 20. Look at that.
Holy shit.
Wow.
That's why I need to pee. I need to pee again. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. I think we did it. I think we've done it, pal.
Thank you. Next week, I'm going to bring in... we're going to show them one of your icons.
Okay. I love it. I can't wait. And
I promise you, it's going to happen.
I trust that it's going to be hard, but...
No, it won't.
I'll do it for you and with you. My best pal. Okay.